Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden is poised to sign 17 executive orders today after he takes the oath of office. The orders will address the coronavirus pandemic, the stuttering U.S. economy, climate change, and racial justice initiatives. These actions range from rejoining the Paris Climate Accords to revoking President Trump's order excluding undocumented migrants from the 2020 census. Biden will take the oath of office 6 hours from now as the nation's 46th president. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will take the oath of office on the west side of the U.S. Capitol building at noon today. Vice President Mike Pence will attend the inauguration, along with former Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This morning, Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will attend Mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C. They'll be joined by congressional leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. President Trump will leave the White House before Biden is sworn into office. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports he will skip Biden's inauguration.
President Trump will attend a send-off ceremony at Joint Base Andrews before flying on Air Force One last time. Trump is expected to head to Florida, where he'll live at his Mar-a-Lago club. Trump has repeatedly and falsely claimed widespread voter fraud. He's refused to give a traditional concession speech or meet with President-elect Biden. After pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol to interfere with the certification of the Electoral College vote, Trump acknowledged that he would be leaving office and there would be a new administration. But even in his farewell address released on Tuesday, Trump did not mention Biden. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
In the last few hours of his presidency, Trump has announced pardons and commutations for 143 people. Some included former close allies, such as former White House strategist Steve Bannon. He had been charged with fraud. Others included the rapper Lil Wayne, charged with illegally possessing a gun and ammunition, and Republican Party fundraiser Elliot Broidy. He took money to secretly lobby the Trump administration for Chinese interests. Canadian officials say deliveries of a COVID-19 vaccine from drug maker Pfizer will be suspended next week. Dan Karpinchuk reports the pharmaceutical maker is upgrading a European plant that makes the vaccines.
The head of Canada's vaccine rollout, Major General Danny Fortas, says Canada received only 80% of scheduled deliveries this week, and next week there will be nothing. But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the delay is temporary. Deliveries are expected to ramp up in February, and Pfizer is obligated to ship 4 million doses to Canada by the end of March.
Dan Karpinchuk reporting. This is NPR. It's been exactly 2 weeks since pro-Trump rioters violently attacked the U.S. Capitol. Neighboring states of Maryland and Virginia sent National Guard troops to the Capitol that day to help protect it. Since then, the Trump administration has rejected requests by their governors to help with the costs of that protection. The Maryland and Virginia governors plan to ask incoming President Joe Biden to overturn the Trump decision. Nearly 3 million children in the U.S. have been diagnosed with a serious emotional or behavioral health condition. The pandemic has limited or cut treatment for many of them. NPR's Corey Turner reports that's led to a surge of emergency room visits.
Public health experts say the coronavirus has spurred a mental health crisis. Data show in the spring, kids got far less therapy and in-home support than they did the year before. Then in the summer and fall, many landed in the hospital. The CDC found a 24% increase in the proportion of mental health emergency visits for kids ages 5 to 11, and a 31% increase for teens. The problem, according to interviews with dozens of parents, doctors, and advocates, is a Gordian knot. Made of cuts to mental health spending, a shortage of child psychiatrists, the shutdown of schools, and an explosion of pandemic-driven stressors on families. Corey Turner, NPR News.
Public health officials in Maine are investigating how several shipments of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine were spoiled. They were exposed to too warm temperatures. Moderna and U.S. health officials are also investigating. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.